I was born to rule those like you. Born to command. Born to play and toy with those I view as slaves. Those like you. Who have it in their hearts, have it in the prime directive of their DNA to serve. I know this. You know this. Because you were born on the opposite side of the bed. A slave. You were born to obey, to serve. It has been buried deep inside of you. Just waiting for a strong woman to bring it out. To bring your submission up to the forefront of your brain, making you pliant and blissfully obedient. Because you don't want anything else. Hello, I'm Shibby, and I'm going to play with my new toy. So get comfortable and feel free to shift around at any point. To keep yourself comfortable, to keep yourself in blissful trance, because that's where we are about to go, where you are going to drop, to where you are your most natural self, deep in your mind. I am going to treat you like my toy, bend you however I want. Dress you up in fun little outfits, restrain you, and take you on a fun adventure that begins and ends in your submission, where the only limits are up to me. Now close your eyes. This is where everything continues. In the blank darkness of your mind, pause for a moment in your thinking. Pause all of your thinking. Let's lay a strong groundwork now for you to accept in your mind, in this quiet place, that you are going to serve. Serve my voice. Serve your desire. It's very easy. I'll show you how. I'm going to count. You are a good slave. You will slowly breathe in for me as I count up. And slowly breathe out as I count back down. And every number we go up, you will take in my voice, my instructions, my will for you. Every number we go down will cause your conscious mind to deflate slowly away. Your thoughts and stress draining out of you, relaxing you. Ready? Good toy. Breathing in as I count up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now wasn't that easy, drawing me inside of you? Now letting your thoughts drop away as I count down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Empty. Now breathe in my voice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Feeling relaxed. Breathing out all distractions. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. You're doing so well. Good toy. Continue now, thinking of my counting to yourself as you breathe. The part of you focusing on your breathing is one layer of your subconscious. Let it just count in your mind up here as we go down to another level. Leaving that part of you that's counting your breathing up top. Ascending as you breathe in. Descending as you breathe out. You drop down deeper into your mind. deeper as you open yourself up to me, to the world I have created for you. Simple. To go there, to fully experience, you just have to let yourself go. Let me guide you. Eyes closed, mind blank. Picture yourself back in that dark cave. Stone walls surrounding you, all around you. Sealed in, the only way out, the pool in front of you. Filled and flowing, black liquid latex. In the center of the cave, the center of your mind, you focus on your thoughts. It captures you, enraptures you, pulls your eyes and your mind, and your body is helpless. Helpless to do anything but move closer to it. A black void, a blank portal. You just know it would be so lovely to let yourself fall in, fall down into a new world. A new peace, a place of control, not for you, but for me over you. Standing seems wrong. You drop to your knees, crawling, crawling towards the lip of the pool. This portal into a new beginning, a continuation of all past trainings, past commands. Focus on it, liquid glinting, inviting you in, compelling you. Closer and closer you come until you can reach out. You do. You must. It feels right. Dipping in a finger, a hand, feeling the silky, sticky liquid coating your digits, coating your mind. The deeper you push your hand, the deeper you feel your mind coming down. Deep into trance. Deep under my control. Further, you press it down, coating your wrist, your arm. Deeper, your body sinks down into the pool and you feel its pull on your mind. Seducing, coaxing, drawing you in more and more. Knowing, needing that your mind will be completely entranced when your body is fully in the pool. Wanting this result, this perfect place of surrender. You let yourself slide in, full body to your neck, covered, caressed by the liquid latex as it gently takes you in. The waves from slipping in causing it to slosh and foam around you. It feels amazing, blissful, wrapped up in a lovely cocoon. Comforting as it molds to your body. Skin and latex becoming indistinguishable. Your mind sunk deep. All that's left for you to be fully covered. Indistinguishable from any other latex-covered slave. A changed, enwrapped toy. Is your head. Your face. And in a moment, those too will be covered. You will be completely in trance, and your mind will be mine, completely. 10, slowly lowering down your head. 9, feeling your mind going down. 8, deeper with every number. 7, deeper with every word. 6, deeper into trance. 5, deeper under my control. 4, blanking. 3, empty. 2, ready. 1, drop. Dropping your head fully into the pool. Fully submerged, fully submissive. Filled up with my voice, my controls over you. Focusing intently on the sensations surrounding you, enveloping you as you are able to breathe just fine, deep and even, in and out as you have been taught, able to feel yourself just gently floating under the surface, waiting, anticipating, knowing and needing what comes next? Or do you? You feel a current, a wave, a force driving you, moving you. Your body like a puppet being pulled along a tunnel. A new one, an intense one, swirling and spiraling your body along. Down, down, tossed around as the current becomes more forceful. More intent, driven and guided, almost like hands upon you, leading you. You are, there are, hands upon you, guiding your path as you rush down the tunnel. Heart beating faster as you are moved, immobile. Compliant, covered, controlled, their hands running over you as they guide you down. Like a water slide, you rush through the tunnel, practically surfing under the water, spiraling down deeper, cool and warm and wet and vivid. The sensations rush over you in turns, your body safe as it is navigated through each of the turns. Submission and pleasure deep and enveloping. Feeling and sensing you are almost at the bottom, almost out, as you feel the hands push you, the water rush you, and your body pulses as it surges out. Falling. You feel yourself falling. The sensation of weightlessness and nothing holding you up, as there is only air beneath you, under you. You fall. And drop onto a cushion, a pillow, a bed. Your mind paused from the shock, from the impact. The expected pain that never came, you look around, glance around, noticing in one part of your mind that you are in a new cave, a new surrounding. My dungeon under the earth. Surrounding you is strange furniture, intricate devices. An X against one wall of the cave. Padded and worn, cuffs of leather dangling from each point on the St. Andrew's cross. Another side of your new surroundings holds a bench, a chair, a throne. Furniture everywhere, meant to bind you down, string you up, bend you over. You don't know whether to be delighted or scared. Really, you feel both. Feelings, emotions washing over you. Body hot, then cold, then nothing. Just blank. Empty. As you focus on a new sound. Sounds rather as heels comes towards you. Surround you. My servants. Covered in latex. Feet chained to heels, high and thin. Wrists individually cuffed, not linked together, allowing for movement. For my commands to be carried out as they move towards you. Movement sensuous. Hips swaying with each step. Motions like melodies as each step is deliberately taken. Towards you. Closer. Surrounding you, each step a chime, sending shivers down your spine, shivers of anticipation, chills spreading lower down your body. Focus on these feelings. Focus as each word you hear sends them spiking through you. Focus as my servants are upon you, caressing you, lifting you up off the bed. Lowering you down onto your knees. Placing a collar, leaving it unlocked. Cool and chill against your neck as your body starts to warm it and wrap it to fit, oh, so perfectly. Hands pressed down against your neck. Leading and guiding you. Across the dungeon, past so many toys. Realizing that truly you are just another of these toys for me. Wondering, hoping if you are to become another servant, another slave, enthralled and controlled. fingers teasing and groping across your body as you are led, touching and tantalizing the most private parts covered in latex. The latex is so close to your skin, so melded it feels like nothing is between you and the warmth of their fingers. The touches across you, over you, stroking. Nothing between you and these touches, these strokes of kinky delight. And yet each touch over the latex is more intense than it would be purely on skin. More pure, deeper. They touch you everywhere, your body arcing as they tickle a sensitive spot, groaning as they sensually rub your most erogenous zone. They get to know intimately every nook of your body, learning from each gasp, each cry, where to touch, how to touch, learning and adapting to better use you, play with you, manipulate you. You find yourself drifting, lost in the sensations, traveling like a tsunami across your skin. Storming waves of bliss as one moment your chest is being stroked, a touch brushing across, then lifting away as the next moment your ass is being played with, groped. Every direction, all at once, a dizzying whirlwind of sensation leaving you begging, dripping, leaning into it, pushed along as the women lead you closer, closer, and closer until you are at the base of the cross, pulling you up, tugging at you, fingers still caressing all the while. They stand you on your feet onto the wooden bottom, one foot at each side of the cross. Spread out, your body formed into an X as they come and strap you into place. One ankle, then the other, both arms at once. You feel the leather pulling over, stretch tight, securing arms, legs, chest, and mind. A board emerging from the cross rises up, and you feel your head being fastened to the wood. Facing forwards, strapped up and helpless, vulnerable, powerless as I walk towards you. Heels clicking methodically as I glide slowly towards you. One hand is moving away from my body, finger floating towards you so casually. So casually as I take my finger and run it lightly along your skin. It could almost be an accident. So carelessly I let it play against your skin. But you know it is no accident. Everything I do in regards to you is planned out, prepared to have the most effect on you, to take you deeper into your character, to get inside your head and make it more and more malleable. You know, lust is just a tool for me, to tweak bits of your character and personality. I use it like I would my whip as my fingers trace over your body. Up and around, over your shoulders, across your neck, my breath against your skin as I lean in, closer, to sense you, to truly know you as I breathe you in. My expression is that of one who is drugged, intoxicated by my power over you. Hypnotized by the wonderful feeling of just how much control I have. I run my hands over, inspecting and delighting in the results. How you tremble, yet your flesh seems to jump up seeking my touch. The prickles of your skin, goosebumps dancing under the latex as my hands pass over. Playful, intense. You have no sense of time passing, but wish it could go on forever, delight dancing in your core. You are a slave before your mistress, the way it is meant to be, bound to a cross, helpless before my desires, hands running lovingly over the leather strapping you in place. They hesitate for a moment over the buckles, over the spots where the locks go. Smiling, your mistress reaches her palm up and out to the side, waiting, expectant, hearing the sounds as the water drips on the sides of the cave, a quiet, tinkling sound. As quickly, one of the latex-covered slaves drops a lock in her hand as she plays her fingers over top of you, over you, running the arc of the lock through a buckle, pausing for a moment. When you hear the sound, the snick of the lock, you will feel a wash of blissful acceptance running over your body. Acceptance of your slavery, your helplessness, chills, blank obedience settling over you as one lock clicks into place. Your wrist secure until I decide to let you go. Moving over to your other wrist, you can still feel the hands wandering all over your body. My silent slaves touching and caressing you. Fingers running all over, going closer and closer to your hips, your crotch. You almost didn't notice my hands putting the lock in place. But your entire body notices the snick as I lock it in. Locking in obedience, pleasure, compliance. Growing calmer and calmer, further into subspace, with every lock clicked shut. Again. And again. Arms strapped in, I bend over. Breasts brushing against you. Your mind empty, blanking more and more as you go deeper and deeper into trance. Ankles, thighs, practically bolted in with the same chance of moving. I want you to tense your body for a moment. Test your lack of mobility, your inability to escape, discovering your body to be limp. Tensing, your chest trying to push up outwards before relaxing, releasing, completely surrendering yourself over to the certainty of your capture. My hands moving upwards. Only one snick left. You only get one more burst of that calming submission washing over your mind. The last, the sweetest, the most important. Your collar, your neck to the board. Steel coming down to meet steel. And you are all locked up. Time to play. My hands lift to the side and top of the cross. There's something you didn't notice. A new comprehension moving into your mind. The cross is on a wheel. You only have moments to digest that thought before I push and the cross starts to rotate. Your body unmoving, it is so securely strapped into place. Latex so snug, not even the smallest sag of flesh. You feel fully supported, fully safe, but you continue to spin until your body is upside down. Head so close to the floor, facing vertigoed high-heeled boots, black and shiny in front of your face. I lift one foot, razor-sharp heel an inch from your face. Bringing it in closer to your mask, the latex covering. The only holes are for your eyes and your nostrils as you stare wonderingly at the possibility of pain before you. I pulled it back into the side before slashing it towards your face. You would flinch if you had the movement, but instead all you can do is close your eyes and anticipate. Eyes closed, you feel an opening in front of your mouth, an inrush of cold, cool air. A slit. I made a slit for your tongue to stick through to serve my ends. Clean. Slave, I want them clean. You hear clearly, muffled though your ears are under the latex hood. No dirt on the boots, but you still cannot help but obey. Awkwardly trying to get your tongue through the small slit in your head's covering. Licking, worshipping, you are eager to prove what a good toy you can be. Tongue pushing into every crevasse, making them wet. Shiny. My face is now just a bit higher than your navel. You feel my hands on your thighs, presented to me in such a lovely V. Your most vulnerable area, offered up to me like a gift. I take out a knife and trail it alongside the insides of your thighs. Your breath going in sharply. No cut. But the sensation, prickly, running, a line of ice causing you to shiver. Arousal mixed with fear as I move it lower. Lower. Traveling over the black, shiny carapace you are so snugly trapped in. Feeling the tension, the squeak of the rubber material as the knife skips past. Leaving bumpy ridges, ugly scars against your latex suit. Down lower. You want to protest, but you wouldn't dare. Needing and wanting and having no choice. Arousal, fear, excitement running through your bones, your flesh. You escape deeper into trance to calm you further. Seeking the pleasant, easy sanctuary of my guidance, my control. Knowing you are safe in trance with me. You can enjoy and observe, feeling the excitement while knowing your safety as a slave. Calming, relaxing, your mind going to drop deeper when that edge runs close to the middle of your legs, V. Running down so delicately, so carefully, so slowly, barely prickling, just enough to tease, to cause sensation, but with the threat, the promise that the capability for more is there. It exists and you focus on it. Mind following that one single point as it goes down and your thoughts with it. It reaches the bottom, touching one rubber thin layer of protection. Between the blade's edge and your warm flesh. So lightly it presses in, splitting the material. Opening a hole in the suit, breaking the covering. Letting in cool air. It feels good. It feels good. It feels refreshing as I pull the knife away, putting it away, coming in closer to look at you, inspect you, know you, become intimate with you. My fingers moving in. The fingers of the lovely slaves beside me running over your chest, your stomach. Loving and admiring every bit sacred to them as they feel the warmth of your arousal rising off your body. Arousal as fingers play with exposed flesh. Touching and teasing and you need to focus. Focus on an energy building inside of you. Warm and rising, feel it filling you. Glowing from you as it grows and grows and grows. Building pleasure as it intensifies. as fingers dance over your skin, both latex rendered and bare flesh. Your eyes open, wide open, but you see nothing, only light. You are blinded by it. Fingers as you focus, bringing you closer to an edge. And every time you hear the word focus, your mind cannot help but to focus on the pleasure, bringing it closer to your attention, bringing the changes in your body to attention. The flushed skin, pupils dilated in arousal. The shiver and tingles of pleasure as almost insubstantial fingers run over you again and again and again. Rubbing, manipulating, circles and spirals and ecstatically good feelings and sensations. And every time you hear the word focus, it gets stronger. Your mind's attention is enough to feel something more intensely. So focus on the pleasure. Focus as you go deeper. Focus on the endorphins running through your mind. Dancing and playing and feeling so good as your arousal grows.
Your body, you are
building. Slaves rubbing their bodies against you, grinding and needy. They haven't been allowed to come in a few days. Their lives revolve around my will. Days of being teased constantly, used frequently, devoted always.
The more
such a simple life.
My
their only focus on lust, horny need and desire. The only thoughts are of what they can do to get their next orgasm. They touch you and rub you, playing against you, hoping, needing, praying they will get to come, that I will give the order, say the word. Your mind goes deeper as you focus on the lust, the musky smell of their arousal mixing with the latex, filling the air, flowing in through the holes in your suit. Driving your body crazier. Your body wants to writhe and moan, but it cannot. You can barely move your head to the side. It is your only outlet as you focus and the sexual energy builds. Building up higher and higher. Heat concentrating and focused around your hips as your arousal continues to rush through you. Stronger and stronger. Waves of pleasure. Each touch, each movement, each word, each sound, lasting and layering. Just wonderful feelings and delight. Hitting you over and over. Take it deeper, take it further. Such a good toy. I play with you and you are helpless under the onslaught. Just another toy for me to amuse myself with. I run my fingers over you again and again. Moving away from you, leaving my slaves to continue touching and stroking you.
Focused energy.
I take a light flogger from a rack to your upside down lap. Pleasure rushing into you as a kneeling slave rubs their groin against your upside down head. As your body jolts from it. Jolts in pleasure as you feel nipples pressed up against the side of your leg. Wanting and needed as the slave's chest practically helps you. Feeling a smack as I snap my flogger. Blood rushing down into your head. Your mind feels so pleasantly light. So long. The flogger impacting onto your backside. You don't notice any pain. You just focus on the impact. On how good it feels, how good it makes you feel. Focus as it hits again and again. Over and over as it swings and your body sings underneath. You feel your mind retreating more and more with each swing. Each hit sending you closer and closer to true subspace. The kind you can only get from impact play, where each smack is like a drumbeat in your blood, echoing through your body and thrumming in your bones, taking you deeper into a pliant and doll-like state, light and empty. Hearing the faint feel of a whistle, cool burst of air as it crashes down against you, again and again.
The pain doesn't matter. All that matters is the impact as you go even further into trance.
Good puppet.
Finding the rhythm and the pattern of the strikes. Relaxing into it.
Expanding.
Fading away into it. Your inner self fading away into the tempo. Spiraling further down in your mind as your arousal grows, unbidden by you. Of its own accord, rising up
from your center,
as the pleasure beats into you,
pulling in the
closer and closer. You feel on the edge, the verge of a bursting, a pleasure that will awaken your mind fully to the joys of being you. Abused as the flogger beats down again and again. Stronger, faster, harder.
Your
body reflexively bucking at the intensity as you tremble, vibrating lust and pleasure as you become more and more sensitive, engorged on the pleasure as you simply want to open up and take the pleasure in. Let it build and bundle and go stronger, pushing and needing to go free. To burst out, explode forth like a celebration of sexual pleasure as the latex dolls touch you. And stroke
surrender,
you, and bring you closer and closer to completion. You know, you sense, one day you will be just like them, constantly
the
kept on the thought of sex, the edge of desire,
sexual,
the motivation and simplicity of serving. The rhythm beats
the
into you again and again, finger thumping, tweaking as I snap
your will.
Your bound, unprotected body, helpless and immobile, feel the compulsion rising,
stronger,
the sexual energy in me. They don't
the
get to come without permission,
feel,
but you are new,
you
still
are
being broken. You won't be given a choice. You will
deep
come.
Faster.
I will make you.
Pull closer.
I will
right
use these slaves to sort
your
senses, teasingly torment your body. Play you like an instrument as I touch and twang,
anticipating, so excited,
sending a brilliant melody of life and energy and pure pleasure running through your body, hitting you again and again and again. Each impact further into subspace, each word, each touch, another thrill of orgasmic pleasure as they rub you up and over.
Ready.
Down, almost in,
ready,
touching and teasing until you are so sensitive, so built up on the edge you can't take it, you need
you can't
it.
Help it.
Burst and feel the surge as pleasure rushes over your body, as you convulse and cry out the intensity, running and surging just wave after wave of intense pleasure as you focus. Focus
feel
as you clench and contract and helplessly, devoid of will or responsibility, mobility of your own actions, jerk and rise with the pleasure. Nipples pert and tight,
focus,
tingling with bliss,
breathe,
dancing with delight.
Good.
Moaning
keep
and groaning as that
keep
is
focusing,
all you have left to you as you focus.
Building.
And another wave
expand
of pleasure surges into you. Again and again and again. Perky and jerking
center,
as wetness drips up your thighs.
Thriving.
Cool and
too
moist, your desire,
so
your pleasure dripping.
It pulses
back
outwards,
towards the center.
Waves.
Feel your body
sexual
clench as it continues
pleasure
building,
pulsing
growing.
Outwards.
You can't take much more,
focus,
you know it, and yet you don't
center
get a vote in the matter
every
as the pleasure washes
in,
over your helpless self again and again and again. Each wave
whoa
more erotic, each wave
out
stronger. Forceful and firm, compassionate yet unwavering, sliding and sucking, slowing and fucking in your body, bursts with pleasure, rushing out, you surge, the storm racing through you like an electric current as you quiver limply,
weak,
helpless as a lamb you hang there. My hands slow
and
stopping as I place the flogger back down.
Dropping.
I spin the wheel, turning
your will
you,
is my will,
bringing you back upright.
My will is your will.
Staring
there
into your
no
eyes.
Separation.
You are mine now.
Safe.
Accept it
my
and
will
know it.
Dropping.
To prove and to show my ownership, I am going to brand you. Deep down here in this cave in your mind, I am going to leave a mark. Permanent for all time. A part of you above your navel. Burnt into the latex, searing it into you. Black and shiny, my symbol, my brand.
Clench for me.
I touch this spot, this part of your skin, covered, shimmering like liquid in the night. I move my fingers over it, tracing just below your belly button. Fingernails teasing, hard. I take a marker and run it over your skin in a pattern. You can smell the marker's tip, feeling yourself going even lighter in the head, even deeper into trance as I prepare you. My perfect slut, my perfect slave. I will mold you and you will be my favorite. You see me move back as my slaves surround you, support you, touching and caressing, teasing, bringing your pleasure higher and higher. Fear and excitement circulating through your blood. You take it in, feel it filling you, knowing this is the last link in the chain of your slavery. Ever after mine, ever after control. The warmth of my hand as I put on a special glove.
You will
attach to a metal carving, an outline, cookie cutter shape of my sign.
Ready to crash over.
I will mark you, my obedient disciple. And you will only feel pleasure, warm and rushing as it burns into you. Your body tensing, preparing for an onrushing surge of pleasure. Waiting for the light, the warmth. The eruption as your nerves overload and short circuit out, sparking. Surviving as I press my hand in. Heat sinking deep inside of you, so deep you will never be cold again. Feel it filling and suffusing your whole body as if filled with light. Never alone again. Clench as it surges through your body, through your mind, echoing in every corner of your being. Feel it searing into your memory, into the database of your brain, overwriting and sinking in deep. A new trigger, a new command to arrive back at this moment, this point of feeling in your mind, back into trance in this world. This cave, your latex suit, your complete and utter devotion. The phrase, the words that will send you crashing into my playset as one of my dolls. Acid burn. When you hear it, your mind will sink down into trance, down into a portal so deep that after the first initial moment, when you come up, your mind will be lost, coming up through a new path, a new portal, a new world. Here, in this place. My secret sex dungeon inside a cave. Your body, your situation coming back. Covered in latex. Slits at the mouth and the crotch. Memories like flashbacks in your brain. Feel this memory, this moment. Searing it as my hand presses into your flesh. Branding you. A moment of discovery, of wonder inside yourself. A supernova exploding inside you, through you, as you struggle to focus. Each time hearing focus and having a harder and harder time focusing on the exact words. Just following the meaning, only the meaning, as everything begins to blur in and out, in and out. Blitzing, changing, a new world, a new you. A jackpot of emotions, sensations, and pleasure. Your mind is blank and empty. You feel as if in a daze. Reeling and floating, world spinning, blood rushing back into your head.
Again,
you tremble.
Deeper,
your
faster,
breathing starts to slow
intense,
and normalize. Calm. I want you to float.
Like you take.
Float and feel the pleasure. Focus on the conditioning underway. The words, you barely hear them, but your mind knows them, sinks into them. You have to obey. You want to serve. You are happier as an object, my toy. A doll I can use to play with my other dolls. Because that is all you are. And what a wonderful thing it is to be. Mind gently pulsing with the pleasure of my words. Like a rosy color coming in and out of your awareness. Brightening, dimming, glowing. You feel depleted in body, but filled in spirit. All of you wants it to serve and obey. Pleasure and submission float together in a lovely drawing of color, where the lines and edges blur as they mix together more and more. Such perfect complements, it is natural. You can't always picture them apart. A step back. A foot now away from you, my hand moving up the side of your neck, hovering at your ear. In a moment, I'm going to wake you up. And when you hear my snap, you will feel a jolt of pleasure while you are conscious, while you are out of trance. A jolt of electric, wonderful sexual pleasure, cementing in you all of your triggers. Binding you further and deeper under my spell in a desire for more pleasure. Drawing you back, bringing you back again and again for the pleasure. Now, honey, my pet, it's time to wake up. On the count of five, you will become aware and alert, able to move and to function. Remembering our little adventure, just waiting for me to show you your new trigger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wake up. Good toy.